It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Kiss of Death Podcast, number one podcast for Fans First Sports Network. I'm Mike Brown, that's Pops. We got all things to talk about Rockets tonight. We got some news, we got some new stories from the DreamShake.com, Bleacher Report. Gilbert Arenas is in the news for some unknown reason. He's talking about Hakeem Olajuwon, so we need to discuss that. Pops is here. What's going down? We can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Okay. How are you this evening?
Okay. Well, you were freezing up there for a minute, dude.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we have a good connection. Now that's the most important thing. Gilbert Arenas is in the news. For some unknown reason, he's talking bad about Hakeem Olajuwon. I don't know how this came up. We've got some cool articles to talk about from Bleacher Report. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get things started. Let's talk about Gilbert Arenas. First of all, Gilbert Arenas is a hero.
Michael?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do.
Okay.
All right. Is this better?
Okay. Yeah, it's better.
Cool.
Let's talk about Gilbert Arenas, who for some reason hates Hakeem Olajuwon, and he's dog walking guys who are coming to town, most notably Giannis coming to town to train with Hakeem Olajuwon.
Right.
Gilbert said, nobody wants that Hakeem Olajuwon skyhook. You should be ashamed of yourself charging these young whippersnappers $50,000 to come train with you. When you came into the league in 84, you weren't getting $50,000 a game. You're trying to make that money back through the youth. Do you agree with that statement from Gilbert Arenas?
I think Gilbert Arenas is a clown. Okay.
I do.
First of all, this is a guy who did lots of strange things with guns, first of all. So what he really has to say isn't relevant. And I think Hakeem isn't twisting anybody's arm. First of all, I don't remember an Hakeem skyhook. I remember, you know, like a fadeaway or a dipsy doodle. But
well, the dream shake. Literally.
Well, yeah, which is a fadeaway baseline, right? And
right.
I don't know what Arenas' problem is, except no one knows who he is anymore. You could run into him in the grocery store and you don't know who he is. So take it for what it's worth, Slick.
So Giannis had a quote. He said, there's a few people I've worked with, KG, Kobe, and now Hakeem will be the third guy. I love his game, and if I can take some things, anything from the few days I'll spend with him. It's pretty high praise from Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's an NBA champion. And coming from Gilbert Arenas, who probably spends more time with the NRA than he does with actual guys from the NBA, I don't really care to hear from Gilbert Arenas on this topic. And it's so funny because this is what athletes do nowadays is we're going to get into this much more. If you guys want to hang out until 8:30, you and I got Beer Sports, whatever episode 210 coming up. We'll get into some other things going on in the world of athletes, but this screams Gilbert Arenas just wants attention because he saw NBA news in the news, if you will. And they're trying to go, I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon, what has he ever done to anybody? And if it's called capitalism, if you can charge 50 grand for somebody to come hang out with you for a couple days and work out and learn from you, I would do that. I don't understand the problem here.
I'm wondering how much Gilbert Arenas used to charge for his basketball camp. So,
it probably wasn't.
Those are whippersnappers right there, you know?
Yeah. No, I do wonder what Gilbert Arenas has spent on firearms in his day. That's something that we could potentially look into.
Oh, he's Gilbert Arenas, dude. Let it go.
That's true. Let's get into a couple articles that are on Bleacher Report. Two big ones that I want to get into. They're ranking the highest ceilings from the 2023 NBA draft class.
Okay.
Amen Thompson comes in at number two behind your boy, Victor Wembanyama, from the San Antonio Spurs. What's so interesting to me about putting Thompson at two, and I'm not the world's biggest Bleacher Report fan. I'm really not. But I think Thompson does have an incredibly high ceiling. The problem that I have with Thompson at two, Thompson doesn't do anything great. He's a good rebounder. He's not a great rebounder. He's a good defender. We don't know that. We don't know what he's going to be at the NBA level. At his top, he was a good defender. He wasn't a great defender. He's not a good shooter. He's not a good free throw shooter. He's not a good three-point shooter. He's a good assist man, but he's not a assist-first kind of guy. But if some of those attributes hit, he's going to be a star at the NBA level. I have no problem with him at two.
You have a problem with him at two?
No, I'm saying I don't have a problem with him rated as the second highest ceiling from this previous draft class.
No, it's interesting. I think what you said is, you know, he doesn't rebound great, okay? He doesn't hit free throws great. He doesn't all he does is all of that stuff well, okay? Magic Johnson, when he came into the league, for all of those of you who were not even born, Magic Johnson couldn't hit the side of a barn, okay? He was a horrible shooter. Clyde Drexler, horrible shooter.
It's a different game though. It's not even back in those days. It's you got to score. You got to score in today's day and age. You don't score, you're not getting on the court. Because, I mean, the talent he's going to be going up against, he's not going to just be able to out-defend these guys. He's going to have to put the ball in the hole.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think that he has so much upside, okay?
Oh, he does. He absolutely
does. It's not like the baby giraffe who's coming in and, you know, what's his upside? I mean, you know, he's supposed to be great. Oh, my God. I guarantee you the first time he gets dunked on, all of a sudden, here we go. So I think a guy like Thompson has got it all going for him right now.
That's true. If HBO made a series like Winning Time, but about the Rockets title teams, what would they call it? Clutch City? Clutch City? Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to call it Clutch City. Great question from David. I miss Marla. We're being listened to. That's at least three different states that we're being
Marla,
listened to.
Right now. I mean, Marla's carrying the whole East Coast along with David.
That's true. So here's what they say. They say the Rockets signing Fred VanVleet may delay this a bit, but Thompson can be a bona fide point guard, and starting him there means you can fill out spots 2 through 4 in a lineup with like-sized, switchable players who'd add to the unpredictability of the team on both ends of the floor. We touched on this on the last show that Jeremy and I did on Sunday. This Kevin Porter Jr. situation, which has not been resolved yet. We're not going to get into that tonight. But what I did make note of is that as it relates to highest ceilings, Kevin Porter Jr. getting in the type of trouble that he is in currently helps a guy like Amen Thompson. Speaking specifically from a basketball point of view, it's going to open up that many more minutes for Amen Thompson.
Well, and let's not ignore the Kevin Porter situation. The bottom line is this. He's gone, okay? He's done. He ain't playing. He ain't playing here anymore. I can friggin' guarantee it right now. He
you
will
sure
not
about that?
Be on the – huh?
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gone.
Look, the guy from Charlotte who got in similar type of trouble is still in Charlotte. Just
yeah, he didn't play for a year, did he?
Well, Porter's going to get suspended. And we went, let's focus on the here and the now. Okay, let's assume you're right. I do think you're right. I don't think it's, for lack of a better term, it's not a black and white situation. There's some gray area here because the NBA has intervened and said, Rockets, you cannot cut him at this point. That is specifically what they've been told. But as it relates to Thompson, I think this opens up more time for Thompson and Cam Whitmore. And if you're a Rockets fan, that is not a bad thing.
No, in fact, I think even if, you know, none of this ever would have happened, I think Porter Jr. was the odd man out anyway.
That's a good point.
I think this just quickened it. And I think Thompson is the first guard off the bench.
Yep.
I agree. Rotating with probably Whitmore. And then it's a sad situation. And I tell you, I read a story about Kevin Porter Jr. that what happened that night that they did you read that?
What?
That he got into it with Lucas in the locker room and he threw and broke a screen and a tablet. And he pushed Lucas and went after him. And they're lucky. Security's lucky that they got Porter and got him out of there, because John Lucas would have beat the crap out of him, first of all. Okay? This kid, they gave him every chance in the world.
What's that?
I feel sorry for him. I don't have a jersey, so I don't care.
Well, that's probably the one jersey that you don't have. but I love Thompson. I think Thompson's the perfect guy to put next to VanVleet as well. It's going to be a great year. The second article that I want to focus in on, they did a ranking the NBA's 22 best prospects, 22 and under. Okay. So these are according to Bleacher Report, the top 22 under 22. Now, before I get to that, I do want to mention, according to Bleacher Report, Thompson, out of this draft class, they think has the second best ceiling, which is interesting, important to note that he was drafted 4th. So Bleacher Report at least believes that the ceiling is higher for him than Brandon Miller out of Alabama and Scoot Henderson out of the G League as well. So that's pretty high praise coming from Bleacher Report for Amen Thompson. So let's get to ranking the NBA's 22 best prospects, 22 and under. 21 is our favorite guy, Alperen Şengün. So they think he is the 21st best prospect, 22 and under. Here's what they said. Now, if we're fully convinced about Şengün becoming Jokic 2.0, we'd slot the Rockets center higher up the list. But it's an unfair expectation for any 21-year-old. Plus, Şengün hasn't shown as much promise on the perimeter. He also needs to find his defensive niche, a process that took Jokic years to tackle. I don't hate Şengün here at 21. I think it's about right. And there's an article from my buddy Justin from thedreamshake.com that we're going to get to after this that is going to shed a little bit of light as to why he's as low as he is on this list. But I have no problem with Şengün coming in at 21. Do you? I think that's about right league-wide.
I do not have a problem. And as much crap as you and I have given him, I mean, let's face it, that whole team for the last 3 years, I want to give a shot to see what Udoka can do with him, okay? I think a lot of Şengün's lack of whatever had to do with Steven Silas. Yeah, I'm curious to see what Udoka can do with Şengün. Put him in possibly a couple of different sets. You love Jock Lawndale, whatever this guy's name is. Yeah, I still think we need a legitimate backup center.
Yeah.
Well, a guy who can jump out of the roof, block shots,
and put easier
garbage in.
It's a lot easier to find that guy, though. I mean, it's a lot easier said than done to find a guy who can just jump out of the building. Got our boy Ragnar tuning in.
Ragnar, look at him, man.
My guy.
What a good-looking guy.
He's decent. So the Rockets have three more guys on this list, okay? They come in at 9. Okay, ironically enough, this is a little weird. So the Rockets have four guys on the 22 and under, or the top four, the top 22 prospects under 22. The Rockets have four of them.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Which before everybody's like, oh my God, Stone is doing such a great job drafting. They've had 46 first round picks the last 3 years. So let's take a step back. Okay. We're just prefacing the conversation. They have Jalen Green as number 19. That feels really low to me for Jalen Green.
I'd like to see this whole list. I'll be honest with you. Besides Winnebago, who's after him?
I'll bring it up while we break down the rest of the list. So the Rockets have 21, 19, 18, and 17. They put Thompson as 18 and Jabari Smith as 17. What's really interesting about those three guys is they're putting the top 22 under 22. They think that Jalen Green is at the back of that line, not only behind Thompson, but behind Jabari Smith. I think I'm a lot higher on Jabari Smith than a lot of people are. I think he's the prototypical 3-and-D guy who's going to be in the league for another 12 to 14 years because he has the size, he's going to become a better shooter, and he's a great defender. So I like, from that perspective, I like where Jabari is on this list.
Jabari Smith is a offensively superior. He's Otis Thorpe with a better offensive game is what Jabari Smith will be. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what he's going to be. And
so I have that list, by the way.
I'm just curious to see top five.
Okay. Well, okay. So
not right now, but I'd like to see it at some point.
Well, no, I got it for you right here. We'll go with five. They have Chet Holmgren at number five.
Oh, God.
I mean, Chet Holmgren is there because, you know, his body frame, he's a unicorn type of guy, especially with his time at Gonzaga. I don't hate that selection there, because I do think Oklahoma City is going to be tough this year. Oklahoma City's got some dudes this year, especially when you talk about Holmgren, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You got Josh Giddey on that team. You got Jalen Williams. That's a good team. You got Evan Mobley at number four. Rockets could have had him. Why would we? Paolo Banchero, Orlando at three. People forget Anthony Edwards is 22 years old.
Well, and Anthony Edwards is a stud. I got no problem. I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah. And then they've got Victor Wembanyama at number one. Because, I mean, he's the flavor of the month. You got LaMelo Ball at six. You got Jalen Williams, who I just talked about, at seven. Scoot Henderson at eight. Cade Cunningham at number nine. Scotty Barnes at 10. See, a guy like Scotty Barnes from Toronto, I like Scotty Barnes a lot, but there's no reason that Jabari Smith can't be a better player than Scotty Barnes.
I agree.
Yeah. So really interesting to go through that list and starting to think about where the Rockets are, because if you talk about this list, if you want to go specifically off this list, the Rockets don't have quality. They have quantity. When you're talking about four out of the 22, and Ragnar says the list is trash, I don't necessarily agree, and I don't disagree. Because the Rockets are coming off of the worst. I mean, they've been the worst team in the league collectively the last 3 years. They don't deserve any love or respect moving forward until they prove it.
Well, you're not going to have love or respect, but when you're the worst team the last 3 years, you're going to have a handful of young under 22 players drafted very highly. So,
yeah,
yes.
You know, you got Tyrese Maxey on this list at 13. I got no problem with that.
Where's Cade Cunningham at?
Number nine. Mm. You know, and this is the thing. And my buddy Ryan and I were talking about this, and it's a really interesting question. And I think it's going to be posed for a better night, because there is one more article I want to get to. The Rockets with this roster right now, right? You have to ask yourself, is this team good enough to win a title? The answer is obviously no. We're not going to be that show that's going to blow smoke up your butt. We're not going to sit here, well, every team is 0-0 at the beginning of the year and everybody has a shot. It is important to know that last year, a 8 seed made it to the NBA Finals the Lakers were 7 and they made it to the Western Conference Finals, and the Heat were an 8 seed and made it to the NBA Finals. Or the seeding numbers might be vice versa. So if you get to the dance, you have a shot. Everyone knows this Rockets team is not going to win a title. We all know that. The question is, when you start looking at articles like this, the question pops that we all have to ask is, what's next? Because we now live in a sports society where the now is important, but the next is also just as important. You got to start thinking about, what do the Rockets do if there's a superstar that becomes available? Do the Rockets blow what they have on a Joel Embiid? Do you go out and do you try at a guy like LaMelo Ball in Charlotte? Would you give up all this youth that you have to go get a proven superstar?
No, not now.
See, that's interesting, because if it's not now, when?
See, when we got Harden, you got to go back and think, what did we honestly give up?
Okay? No, but they stole him. They stole him, and he was also a sixth man. He wasn't a superstar.
See, that's the kind of guy you've got to – now, I think with Van Fleet, I think he's solid. Is he spectacular? No. but he's solid. He's a solid player who's going to run this team, shoot the rock, dish it, and play good defense. I didn't say he's a great defensive player, but I think where this team is going to succeed is I think the two-headed monster of Tari Eason and Cam Whitmore is going to blow is just unbelievable. It's a great combination.
You can't say that.
What do you mean?
They've got a lot of. It's not great. They haven't even played. Or what's his name? Tari Eason has 1 year in the league, and Cam has never played an NBA game before.
And how did Tari Eason do? He's a good ball player.
He was a good ball. Listen, he's a good ball player, but that's not the question, man.
Like, this second team is going to be good.
I agree. And Ragnar makes a great point. Fred VanVleet is the steady hand this Rockets team needs.
Exactly. 100%.
Yep. And the Rockets have a shot at going to the playoffs this year. Thank God. But Mitchell brings up a great question, which is eventually you're going to have to add a superstar to this team to have a shot at taking the next step. In my opinion, I don't believe that guy is on this roster right now. I think the guys that you have can turn into very solid, good NBA players. Teams like that do not win a title. That's why you understand why I'm asking this question, right? Because the Rockets right now are flush with young, budding talent. The question is, and you know what I'm going to ask, because he's going to become available. Would you break this team up for Joel Embiid?
No.
I'd have to. It depends on what
he hasn't played. 82 game season. The guy hasn't played yet a full season. He's almost 30 years old.
He's almost 30, but he's an MVP. And if you look around the league right now, dude, there's not a lot of great talent that can be had. Now, that can change, right? Let me ask you this. Would you go get a guy like Karl Anthony Towns?
I'd go get him before I'd go get Embiid. Because I agree with Ragnar. I don't think Towns will cost you near as much as Embiid.
No, that's true. And okay, but this is the interesting part, man, is that if you start looking around the league, there's not a lot of these guys that can be had. Let me ask you this. I'll give you another name before we get to this last article by Justin. Would you sell the farm for Ja Morant if they get tired of his act in Memphis?
What are you going to do with VanVleet? Exactly.
Listen, you figure it out. I'm just saying, would you sell the farm for VanVleet? That's the question. Or for Ja Morant. I'd have to think about it.
No.
Okay.
I mean, as much as I like his game, I think the kid is I still think he's a top five player, but he's also a top five knuckle job. Jesus Christ. And I get it. People don't like Dylan Brooks because of all the crazy things that he does. But I'll tell you what, these guys are out of control. Out of control.
Well, and that's why you're paying Udoka $7.5 million a year, is you have to hope that he can rein in this craziness on this roster. Now, see, Jalen turning into Ja Morant. I don't mean this in a negative way, because I think he's a better version of this guy. Jalen Green is closer to a comp of Kevin Martin than he is Ja Morant. He's a bucket getter. Jalen Green, not great defensively, and he's a bucket getter. That's what Kevin Martin was. I'm saying he's a much better. Hold on. He's a much better version, but I'm saying he's closer to that than Ja. The only thing that him and Ja have in common is the athleticism. Now, Jalen is athletic as all get out. But that's the thing that you have to start looking at is, and I'm not saying it's going to happen now. The season hasn't even started. Michael, why are you even talking about this? because that's what this team needs to do. They've got to identify, because they don't have their pick this year. This is the year that their pick goes to Brooklyn, or Oklahoma City. Unless Brooklyn's team goes to hell, they're not going to be in the top echelon part of the lottery. They might be in like the 9 to 14 range, but that's not going to get you a stud. Right. They also, next year, they have a lot of their money already tied up in Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks. You also are going to have to start talking extension with Jalen Green, Alperen Sengun.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dune. That's the question. It's a great question by Mitchell. Are the Rockets trading KPJ?
No, they're cutting them. Nobody wants them.
I don't agree. No. But it's not him. It's the contract that they want. If the Rockets attach the draft compensation, that's why everybody who went nuts when they said, who's gonna want KPJ? It's not about wanting KPJ. It's about getting him. See, if you're Oklahoma City, first of all, no one likes being in Oklahoma City regardless. If you're the Rockets, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what I would do in about 3.5 seconds when you're talking about KPJ. I would trade him for Victor Oladipo. I'd attach some draft compensation and go get Victor Oladipo and bring him back to this team because they essentially make the same money. I would love Victor Oladipo on this team.
Why?
He's a good dude off the bench. Good 3-and-D guy off the bench. You can't have enough of those guys. It's better than trading, just releasing him outright for nothing.
How much did Victor Oladipo even play for Miami?
Yeah, but that's Miami. I mean, that team is loaded.
But he's hurt. He's hurt every – that guy's – that no. Victor Oladipo? Come on. Listen,
I'm just saying, if you're going to trade him for a player, that's what you're going to have to trade him for. He doesn't have a ton of value right now. And it's better than releasing him outright. And Oklahoma City would do that deal if you threw in a couple second-round picks. I'm just saying, I would like that deal if you're the Rockets.
I'd have to have somebody else besides Victor. Sorry.
What do you want, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for him?
No, but I think Oladipo is damaged goods. He's damaged when we got him. He's damaged when he went to Miami. Miami was dumb enough to re-sign him, hurt again, and now they couldn't wait to unload him to Oklahoma City.
I mean, that's fair. Listen.
Players go there to die. You know, that's what Oklahoma City is. It's a graveyard.
They've got a lot of youth on that team. That team is good. That team is going to make the playoffs this year. I guarantee you they will be a top 8 seed. If Chet Holmgren plays up to his potential, they will be a playoff team this year. There is zero doubt in my mind.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. And if Sean Bradley's son makes it through the entire year, Michael, I will buy you dinner wherever you want.
Okay, that's fair. So wait, he has to play all 82 games, or he just has to play in the 82nd game?
No.
Because if he making it through the year would allude to him playing in the last game of the year. That's why I'm asking.
All I'm saying is he has to make it through an entire season without that giraffe body being hurt. That's all.
That's fair. That's fair, man. Listen, Rockets going to camp, and what looks like they haven't released the date yet. I haven't seen anything. They said early October. We're going to be live every couple days at minimum, if not every day. We got so much content coming for you guys. Pops, thank you for joining the show tonight.
Always.
If you're on Facebook right now, we got another show in about 11 minutes, Beer Sports Whatever, episode 210, sponsored by Solis Casa de Tacos. So much fun coming up there. So if you guys want to hang out, talk with us there, we'd appreciate it. We're going to have so much fun breaking down so many things going on in the world of sports right now. If you're on Twitter, make sure to follow the Kiss of Death podcast at Rockets FFSN. Follow the Fans First Sports Network at Fans First SN. You can follow me on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Make sure to like the Dream Shake on Facebook. We'll be back live with you guys at some point later this week. It's 8:19. The Jazz have never won a title, and they never will. And we will talk to you next time. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.
Ragnar, Mitchell, Marla, everybody.